Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 713, The Year of Infinite, recorded live on January 16th, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And welcome to 2020, the year of Halo Infinite. You're finally within grasp. Well, that's
the middle. And the Xbox Series X.
Yes.
Not the X, the X.
Series X. Not Scorpio.
Are we going to have the little X and the big X? Like, you know... like NVIDIA or what?
It's funny because like Xbox One X, everyone was kind of like, you could see it as Xbox if you just abbreviate the that. X-box. So now it's the Xbox. Yeah. Too much?
Microsoft, you really need to work on this.
Xbox.
I'm sorry. You just be a little bit more creative in your naming schemes.
That would be appreciated. Just a little effort. Just a little effort.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The Xbox One X was a nice little play.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you could call it the Xbox. To harken back to the original. That's fine.
Emphasis on Xbox.
The Xbox One was a little meh.
Let's just move on.
Just work on your naming conventions a little bit there, Microsoft. Just a little bit. Anyway.
So we have quite a bit of stuff to talk about, because since we've been away, all the holidays have happened. We've had several streams, and there's a whole lot of community news. So this podcast is pretty much going to be catching up on everything that we've missed for the past 3-4 weeks.
This is going to be catching up on some of the stuff.
Well,
over the past few weeks.
You are correct. This is true.
We don't have enough time to cover all of that in one podcast.
No. We will catch up on subsequent podcasts for other little tidbits here and there.
But all in all, I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year for those of you that celebrate. I had a pretty tame one. Stayed home for Christmas. And stayed home for New Year's. And my neighbors didn't go out in the backyard shooting off dynamite or anything. So I actually got to sleep.
Well, that's good.
There were some people shooting off some fireworks about 2 blocks away from us. I woke up and I heard them hooting and hollering and shooting their fireworks. And luckily nobody near me died because some idiot was shooting in the air.
That's but good.
We did have 2 people in our town injured by it. People, guns have bullets. Bullets go up. Bullets come down.
Oh, no.
Think about it.
That really happened?
Oh, yeah. It happens every year.
Oh, jeez.
Luckily, nobody was killed this year. Well, at least in the state of Kansas or Missouri. Now, somewhere in the United States, I'm sure somebody got really seriously hurt. We did have 2 people injured because of that.
Okay.
I never understood that.
Some people just don't think things through.
Well, a gentleman I used to work with was prosecuted for that because he did kill a girl, a young girl. She was outside celebrating with her parents the New Year's, and he was several blocks away and shot a gun in the air.
People, be smart.
Anyway, enough bummer news.
Yeah.
We did have a couple of game nights. Had a lot of fun. We played Reach. We'll put up a poll tomorrow to find out if you want to play Reach or if you want to play Halo 5. I said, it's your choice, so be sure to vote on the poll.
Yep, there might be some enticement to play Halo 5. We'll get into that in a little bit, but just keep that in mind as we go along through the night.
Yeah.
At least this will be applicable to those listening live. Unfortunately, for those listening to the download, it'll be after the
fact. Late. Yeah. Oh, sorry. But we will try to be better about getting polls out every Friday morning and getting your input as to when what you want to play. Again, if you want to play on PC, please message us and let us know that you want to play on PC, and we will start a PC lobby as well as an Xbox lobby.
Yep.
You know, we're still working on a way to get both of them streamed at the same time, but we'll figure that out. But yeah, if you guys want to join us on PC, we will be more than happy to start a PC lobby.
Definitely. And if you vote for PC, please show up.
Please.
There was 1 week that we had people vote for PC, and of the people that showed up, most people wanted to play console. So if you vote and you vote PC, please show up so we can start a PC lobby. That'd be much appreciated. Thank you. End rant.
No, it's, yeah, we both enjoy playing the game, either PC or Xbox. We know some of you only have availability on PC, and we want to make sure that you have a chance to join in the fun as well.
Yes.
As our parties get larger, we'll drift over to Discord for our party chat. Right now, we use Xbox Live, but we'll have a dedicated voice channel on our Discord where we can all get in and we can all harass each other and have some fun on stream.
Yep.
While, you know, each lobby plays their own game. So just let us know, and I hope to catch you on Friday.
Very nice. Did you take advantage of the double XP?
No, I took advantage of
relaxing.
Nothing, actually. I had some stuff come up for the month of December that kept me away from my office where I can sit down and actually play. My wife was diagnosed with stage 0 breast cancer. I want to let everybody know she's fine. They caught it early. She had to go through a couple surgeries, and that kind of tied me up for most of December, so I was unable to take advantage of all these opportunities to get extra XP. But it was kind of a rough month for me. It was up and down, and having those game nights was really, really helpful. I thank everybody that tuned in and showed up. It really helped me get through the month. We're all doing better now.
The community update just came out.
Of course it did. You know it would.
Yeah. I had a feeling I was going to. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
The development update came out the next day after our last podcast.
It did. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but yeah. Good to hear that your wife's doing fine and that she's...
But yeah, everything's all good. We're moving on down the road.
Very good. Very good. Well, for me, it was a pretty laid-back Christmas and New Year's as well. Didn't go anywhere, stayed local, which is actually a first for a while. Christmas was just 2 dinners with my wife's family, so we had one on her mom's side, one on her dad's side. And then for New Year's, we actually spent some time with some friends that we know from church. And surprisingly, we didn't hear a lot of fireworks go off.
That's
at least where she was, so.
Well, that's good.
That was kind of nice. It was nice, peaceful, laid back. We played Drawful, for those who know what that game is, part of the Jackbox games. And then for like the last minute or so of the ball countdown, we switched it over to the TV, watched the ball drop, and then we kind of ended the night.
Mm-hmm.
That was all good. And then for streams, I have done a couple of achievement streams, got a lot of achievements since we last had the podcast. I forget if this was during game night. It might have been where we got the skunked achievement in MCC on Reach.
Yeah.
So that happened.
During game night.
Yep, that happened. And then let's see. I've got 14 achievements on Halo Wars 2 since then.
Wow.
Yeah, Bobby has been helping me crank it out like crazy.
That's good.
And that was with one night where Halo Wars matchmaking wasn't even working, so I actually had to do some solo achievements.
Well, you had to do them eventually, so might as well.
Yes. So, got that done. Still chewing away across those Halo Wars 2 achievements. We'll still be continuing to do that every Sunday until I get at least most of those done. But yeah, it's been good.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I think as far as updates for us, that covers, I think, most of it, right? Holiday stuff, stream stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're happy to be back in the hot seat. It's been a nice break. It's been almost a month because we've been off. We were off for Christmas week. Then we were off for New Year's week. And then we were off the following week because I was in Texas for my brother's wedding, which was a very beautiful wedding. And yeah, so it's been about a month. It's been 4 weeks since we've been behind the microphone.
Yeah, it's been a while. Well, since you've been. Well, I guess tactically no, because you did do achievement streams. So
specifically for podcasting, I'll put it that way. Have been on stream though. So we're going to add a couple new things to the show here in the kind of forefront of the show. For those that have been paying attention to the website, we've been doing Machinima Mondays. Those will kick back up next week. And we're also going to start doing streamer shoutouts. So I figured that might be a cool way to highlight some streamers who are actually doing some good streaming, have a good setup for Halo streams and all that stuff going on. And the first one that we want to shout out is Real Life Spartan. Some of you guys probably have seen him stream. He usually is decked out in Spartan armor, or at least his torso is, and he'll put on a helmet every now and then. And one of his viewers last week actually donated 100,000 bits, which turns into $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a couple of clips on his Twitch channel, which if you guys want to go check that out. There's also a couple of tweets with it going around, but he was very surprised. He thought it was $100 at first, but viewers quickly cleared up that he actually got $1,000 in bits. But he's been actually one of the up-and-coming Halo streamers. He's been streaming for quite a while. I think he's gotten a lot more emphasis behind him ever since Halo Outpost. But he's been doing really good with having good quality streams, and he's a really entertaining streamer. So definitely go check him out. He's over on Twitch. Again, it's Real Life Spartan. No spaces or funny spellings or any of that kind of stuff. And we hope to do this every week for streamers that focus on Halo. Maybe that'd be a good kind of spotlight.
Yeah.
As we try to get back to our roots in highlighting some community stuff. And then we're going to also move our company commendation progress up here at the start. So we're going to do all kind of the podtacular stuff here at the start, and then we'll jump into the news, try to do that as quickly as possible, and then jump on over to community stuff and topics. So that's kind of the new format that we're adopting for this year. So for the company commendations, we are 20 out of 31. I believe on the last podcast, we mentioned that we completed our latest one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Which one was that again? Because I always forget how they actually order these on the website after you get them. Was it the Spartan Melee one? Or
no? No, it was First Strikes.
First Strikes. Okay, so this isn't in order. All right.
No. It was First Strikes or From Downtown?
Probably First Strikes.
Yeah, I think it was First Strikes.
That was one of the more recent ones. Okay. So First Strikes was our most recent one. I think we got that one just before we went on break. And the next two closest one we have is killing an opponent that shot you first. I'm forgetting what medal that is off the top of my head right now. And then Lawnmower, which is kill an enemy opponent by splattering them. So those are our two closest ones to go. And then the bottom two are still Sorry Mate, which is Killing Marines, and the Pain Train, which actually looks like the Killing Marines one got a little bit of progress over the holidays.
Mm-hmm. It's all that double XP.
I grinded the heck out of double XP. Granted, I used a lot of the lower boosts to save the legendary boost for when it's single playlists for those XPs, but I got about, I think, halfway through 147 over 3 weeks, and I didn't even realize this until I was actually compiling the show notes today. They extended Halo 5 double XP a week, so it actually ends today, Thursday, the 16th, for those listening.
Well, at least I was able to take advantage of a little bit.
Yeah. I might hop on a little bit tonight and get a couple more games in, but yeah, it was, so that was almost a whole month of double XP as well on Halo 5.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So we're still chugging away at those commendations. We've got 11 more left. Will we get done before Infinite? Probably not. Will we get close? Possibly.
Maybe.
Possibly. We'll just keep chugging along. We still have got spots in our Spartan Company. If you care to join, you can head on over to podtackler.com/company and request to enroll, and then we will get you enrolled into the company. There's no special requirements or anything. You just go over, request to enlist, and then one of the lieutenants will get you on. All right, let's move into some news. We've first got the changes to Halo 5 social. So they did kind of mention this before we went on break, the fact that they're going to start consolidating playlists and changing up the way that they're doing plays for Halo 5 to keep matchmaking times low, to keep match rates high, so all that stuff to make sure that the Halo 5 experience is what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't highlight this, GT. I'm sorry, but would you like to take this piece?
Sure. Basically, what they've done is in ranked, we now have Slayer, Team Arena, Doubles, SWAT, Elimination, Free-for-All, and Head-to-Head. In social, we have Quick Play, Super Fiesta Party, which they've included Husky Raid with Super Fiesta. You have Big Team Battle, Big Team Super Fiesta. Then we only have one rotational slot. Currently is Shoddy Snipers. And then Infection. Then for Warzone, you have Heroic Warzone Firefight, Legendary Warzone Firefight, Warzone, and Warzone Warlords. I assume they're still going to rotate in Assault and Turbo.
I hope so, because if they rotate in Assault, then that means it should be today that they roll it in.
Please, 343, please.
Yeah, you know, I don't see them taking those out of rotation, because they're still going to rotate. I'm sure they're still going to rotate in Mythic, Warzone, Firefight as well.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're going to keep the Warzone rotations on schedule. It didn't seem like they were going to change that at all.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it looks like the big changes were in social. They removed one of the rotationals and moved Husky Raid in with the Super Fiesta. So at least that's a permanent playlist now. You just have to get it in Husky Raid or in Super Fiesta. I played for a couple hours tonight and didn't manage to get one single game of Super Fiesta.
You mean Husky Raid?
But didn't get one game of Husky Raid. Now, I was going in and backing out, because I was doing something while I was playing video games. So I'd play a game, I'd back out, finish or move on to the next step because I was waiting on stuff on the computer. Play a game while that finished and back and forth. So, but anyway, no super major changes. So
no, head to head has rotated in for Mythic Arena. And ranked, so that's the important thing to note. And like you mentioned already, Super Fiesta Party now includes Super Fiesta and Husky Raid
in one big party.
Yay. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Might.
I think I mentioned this on the podcast about 2 months ago.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that.
I am curious to see if that was any kind of spark or influence, or if they were already thinking that beforehand.
I'm sure they were probably already deciding what they were going to do. They may not have decided exactly what they were going to do yet, but...
Probably. You're probably right. Anyways, we have some updates for MCC as well. You want to take that one?
Let's see here. Why don't you go ahead and take that one?
Okay. So we've got a new ranked Halo Reach Team Slayer playlist, and this consolidates all of the DMR starts games for matchmaking. So everything that is in social is now AR starts. No, there's going to be a lot of people that are a little hesitant about that, but it's based on some community feedback. They've wanted to have a ranked Halo Reach playlist, so that's what they're going to do to give that. So that means for social, 4v4 Slayer has increased the weighting of AR starts compared to DMR starts, and the weighting has changed from 3-1 DMR AR starts to 1-3 DMR AR starts. So you're 3 times as likely to get an AR start game for 4v4 Slayer than DMRs. For the ranked Halo Reach Team Slayer playlist, they all have DMR starts with partial team matching. Squad of 3s will match up only with each other. That means you won't have a 3+1. It'll just be 3-on-3. The highest weighted maps for that playlist are Powerhouse, Zealot, and Asylum. Middle weighted maps are Countdown, Reflection, Anchor or Unanchored, Battle Canyon, and Forge War variants of Kingdom, Synapse, Imago, Select, and Unconquered. And then the lowest weighted maps are Boardwalk, Sword Base, Condemned, Penance, and Alol, which is on Forge World. Looking ahead, what we can see for MCC coming up is social playlists having AR starts across the board. And then there's going to be an upcoming feature that they're going to include with MCC, and that is going to be the featured game category. So this is basically implementing a rotational style playlist similar to how they have it in Halo 5. But this will be a separate entry in the match composer for social games in MCC. The first use for this is to highlight some upcoming and new content, so stuff that's being popular in the community, or some stuff that the Forge communities have worked on. So near-term featured categories include Halo CE Anniversary game types, Power Slayer, and Shoddy Snipers. The second use for it is to experiment with some new settings that may or may not fit into some of the core playlist categories. And the first one that they're planning to do is AR Start BTB game types. So that's what we can look forward to.
Depends on what's on the map.
What, with the AR start specifically, or just BTB and overall? Yeah.
No, it depends on what's on the map. Because if you, like in Halo 2 or Halo 3, if you've only got one or two battle rifles on the map, maybe not.
I'm assuming there's going to be at least 2 precision range rifles within each base.
But also, it could also promote a lot more vehicle play as well.
It could.
If they limit the number of precision long-range weapons.
Might get people to actually use some alternate strats instead of just kind of camping back and using the DMR. And that also helps with vehicles not getting destroyed so easily. Because if you get a whole squad of people mm-hmm. shooting a vehicle, you can take a vehicle out in under a second.
No, in Reach, AR is pretty effective against vehicles as well. You just have to be closer.
Yeah. All the projectiles have decent impact in vehicles for
Yeah, that Reach. Is one thing they did not fix, is the vehicles in Reach are papier-mâché still. And having a plasma pistol in everybody's pocket doesn't help much either.
I mean, did you expect them to really change it, though, for PC and MCC inclusion?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
There were some people that thought they would, and I'm like, no, they're not.
Yeah, they're going to keep the base game pretty much the base game.
Although I have gone on a couple of terrors with vehicles. thanks to my teammates, protecting my butt.
As they do. And as they should.
Matter of fact, I remember one game on Powerhouse where I almost got a perfection in a tank.
On Powerhouse? In a tank?
Or, no, not Powerhouse. Which one is it? The one that's the invasion map.
Spire? No, not Spire. Breakpoint? Or the shipyard one?
The shipyard one.
Okay. Boneyard.
Anyway, yeah, Boneyard. Yeah. They tried. Abuma.
Was that during one of our game nights?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
I think I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, if I'd have bailed out of the tank when I should have, I probably would have got to perfection. But, you know, I stayed in there just a little too long.
Yeah, the fact that you made it that far, that's pretty good. Cool. So we've got the MCC update for December, which actually came out the day after we got off the air. So we have a little bit to highlight here. There's a lot of stuff that we actually already covered, so we're going to kind of go through, just skip some of that stuff. They mentioned some banhammer offenses that people have been doing, which are major no-nos. So AFKing and macros are a big no-no. Coordinated XP boosting are big no-nos. And then firefight suicides are also big no-nos.
The banhammer is watching.
It's always watching. So for those who have been inclined to partake in one of these activities, you may have found your account banned. Because, you know, it's not fun. And it violates Xbox's code of conduct. So, tough. So, they mention that they go into a little bit of detail on what each of those means. So, if you don't know what those mean, that means you're probably not doing them, in which case, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just to, because this happens to everybody, everybody has to leave a game occasionally. It happens to everybody. Just so you know, for people that quit games, first quit is a 1-minute ban. So, by the time you get back, because you had to quit, the ban's already over. The second quit in a row is 3 minutes. Third quit's 5 minutes. Fourth quit is 10 minutes. Additional quits, 10-minute ban. So, it takes 3 hours for that counter to reset. So, it will count your quits for a 3-hour period. If you don't quit for 3 hours, then it resets the counter.
That's helpful information. Thank you, GT. So, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. I just clicked on the link and looked.
Oh. fair point.
I was curious to how they handled quit banning, which that's fine. I understand. You know, occasionally, I have to quit a game because, you know, my dad calls me or my brother calls me or somebody comes to the front door. You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it happens.
Yep, there's good reasons. But
people, it's a video game. Why cheat?
Why try in the first place?
I mean,
and all that stuff you unlocked is now locked because you're banned. Can't even use it anymore.
No, there's no reason to do it. I mean, it's still there. The stuff's still there. You play the game normally, you will unlock it. Yeah, it'll take longer. Who cares?
It doesn't even take that long to unlock it right now.
Yeah, really, it doesn't.
Especially compared to how Reach was.
Yeah. Well, with Reach, actually with Reach, it wasn't too bad because they did have that promotion with, what was it, 7-Up, where you could get double XP or stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those. The codes.
Yeah. Luckily, I had somebody feeding me bottle caps, so.
Nice.
I'm not a 7-Up drinker. Never was. But they were, so they kept feeding me bottle caps. I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah, that works.
But yeah, if there's something you really want, just wait for it and get it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm pretty much taking the same path as I did with Reach. I'm just getting everything.
And that's the easiest way to do it.
That way I can do whatever my mood feels like.
With that said, if you see anybody that are participating in one of these activities, report them.
Yes.
There are Xbox tools to do so, so use them. For the December 18th game update that was pushed out, they addressed some improvements to narration across front-end interfaces for Xbox. They addressed some mechanics for mouse and keyboard players, which improves precision of aiming when taking damage. This is like if you get hit, the mouse would normally jostle.
Well, reticle jostles.
Right. So they were fixing that for PC players. And then there's some additional small fixes that they also have implemented as well. The top community reported issues are as follows. There's a lot of them. Audio issues, stuttering, menu performance, screen tearing and VSync, co-op latency, EAC error messages, that's the anti-cheat, key bindings, mouse input, view models, crouch when moving, idle stops matchmaking, and aim assist slash controller versus mouse and keyboard. If you want to know what they're doing about each one of those, read the update. We're trying to keep this to as short as possible. Some additional features that they're currently working on for MCC. Challenges, message of the day on PC, server ping list on PC, push to talk, UI and UX improvements around navigation, roster, customization, and many more areas of the game, and stability improvements and bug fixing. There are some work in progress screenshots that do feature the network ping list, the push to talk option, and some of the other mouse and keyboard settings that they're looking to do. Some other features they're actively working on are a progression system improvements, text chat improvements, and double key binds. Thank you. That's something I've been really, really wanting. Features currently in active design iteration. Additional mod support, zoom improvements, and additional video settings and options. And then the following features and community requests are on the list, but have not started active development. Regional server selection. Crossplay between Xbox and PC.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mmm. So they're on the list. Just haven't started yet. That's good to know. Steam account linking. VFR improvements. Idle system improvements. Customization improvements. In-game FPS cap adjustments. Better ways to report players. And bringing PC features to console, like FOV sliders.
Ooh, that might be interesting.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was kind of scratching my head. I'm like, okay, that might be curious.
Yeah, I'm guessing we won't get the same FOV as we do on PC. Because you're dealing with limited hardware. And this thing's still got to run on an Xbox One. Original Xbox One.
There are some Xbox games that I believe do have an FOV slider.
Well, I mean, for this game.
Well, yeah.
You know, I'm not, you know, I understand this game was not designed to run on this hardware with an adjustable FOV. Now, granted, they've added the FOV for PC, so that's half the battle. But that also puts more load on the GPU.
True. Although the Xbox One hardware is much better than the 360, and all these games ran on 360, so
it is.
The FOV adjustment shouldn't be too much more in addition to that. If the sun shouldn't.
But also, Reach is also running at a higher frame rate and at a larger resolution.
True. Very true.
So there's also more pixels to generate that way as well. So it'll be interesting to see what the final solution is on that particular one. But the whole crossplay, that's got my eyebrows up.
Yeah, I really want to see that.
And I think because I've noticed a lot of people in other games have been playing on PC with Xbox controllers and been kicking some PC guys' butt.
I think the PC guys are still just trying to get used to the controls once they actually...
I'm not talking just in Halo.
Oh.
I'm talking in other games as well.
Interesting.
You know, because there's more than just, there's more than just Halo on PC where you can use an Xbox controller to control the
right
character. I've been seeing some guys really hold their own at high level competition on other games.
Okay.
So
fair point.
This is the whole argument of the mouse advantage. And don't get me wrong, mouse does have an advantage, but it's doesn't seem like it's as big as people thought it was.
I wonder how much of that has to do with the underlying aim assist or different mechanisms that they have between mouse and keyboard for that specific game.
It could, you know, that all plays a part in it. And also, when you're playing with a controller, your tactics are different as well, because you move in a different way. You know, you can't, you know, with playing keyboard and mouse, you can basically turn around right where you're standing. With a controller, you kind of do a circle.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just, you know, while moving, you can't just pivot and turn and go the other direction.
Yeah, that is interesting. Know, there's definitely pros and cons to playing with mouse and keyboard versus controller and vice versa.
But, you know, the one thing I've noticed is that I can tell when people are playing M&K and playing controller, the controller players are much smoother in their motion, where mouse and keyboard, you can see the jerkiness of their moves.
Yeah, because they're trying to snap shots and whatnot.
Well, I mean, even when they're just moving, you know, it's not a fluid motion. You know, because with a controller, you can kind of fade. You kind of fade when you change directions. It's not, you know, it's not real crisp, like a button press.
Right. That's a good point.
But yeah, and, you know, like I said, I play on both. You know, I play on PC with a controller. Whenever I'm doing, I don't play matchmaking with keyboard and mouse. I cannot do it. I can't make my fingers work that way. I do still work on it whenever I'm doing like campaign or, you know, something that doesn't really require a lot of precision. Like if I'm goofing off in Firefight or something like that. But when I'm playing PvP, I still get the controller. Without
that
out.
Controller. Yep.
And honestly, most of the time, I don't feel that I'm at any more of a disadvantage than I am playing on console.
Fair enough.
You know, most of the time I get killed, it's because of my reaction times. But anyway.
Yeah. Next up, for MCC, they're looking to include Forge and Theater support on PC. So good progress has been made. So far, they're still working on support for mouse and keyboard controls, in-game HUD elements for Forge and Theater to support the mouse click, selection, keyboard shortcuts, and then Forge and Theater settings in pause menu in the front end. And right now, they're in the pre-alpha phase for Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary. Some of the features that are in progress and being tested are mouse and keyboard support, FOV support, aspect ratio, customization. Oh, interesting. HUD up-res, VFR support, input latency reduction, and PC optimizations. And I think we mentioned this on our last podcast, but if everything goes well, then they will start flighting in January. HaloInsider.com. For Halo 2 Anniversary, it's trailing behind Halo CEA, but not too far. They're making great progress right now on the mouse and keyboard, FOV, aspect ratio, and VFR support. And they have a screenshot of that up there. And they tease Halo 3 is also in the works on PC as well. So all three games are in some stage of actually being playable on PC right now.
Well, you know, I knew the first game was probably going to be the hardest one.
Yeah.
That was going to be the one that they have to learn everything on. Seeing that, you know, all these games run on basically the same engine with the same codes mostly. It should be a copy paste with most of them.
Or adapting it to the specific game or translate code or whatever. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. They'll have to fine tune each game. But the bulk of the work has already been done.
Right.
With Halo CE and with Halo 2, at least there's already something to go by because they've already been on PC. So they kind of already know where they stand with the game.
Right.
In Halo 3, you know, we've always already seen El Duido.
Yeah, how much of that's going to be ported over?
You know, they've already put Halo 3 on PC. Or, well, they may not have, but there's a company that has.
Right, a heavily modified version of it. But yes.
Yes, but it's still Halo 3. And with some work, you know, it was able to be turned into basically Halo 3 Online.
Yep.
But yeah, it's looking really good.
Mm-hmm. And everything with El Duido, it got a lot of attention with the community, so.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's kind of what led to the whole supporting modding within MCC to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, I need to, I need to fire that up again. I haven't fired it up in a while.
Yeah. OwnRaptor, I'm personally not a football fan, but I know a lot of people are. I don't follow professional sports too much. And GT, I don't think you follow sports that closely either.
No, I don't follow the crybabies. I'm not getting paid enough. Oh, sorry.
Fair enough. There was a social stream this week. Started off the new year. Snickerdoodle was there with some of the pro team, and they have a new streaming setup. So if you want to go over and check the VOD out, you can head on over to mixer.com/halo. On the social side of things, this was an interesting tweet. This first one here. This is around the Space Force stuff. Someone had actually, because the official Twitter Space Command said, if you had questions about Space Force, then ask away. And someone responded to them. And why is Twitter not allowing me to see it? It's from a suspicious account. What? What?
I don't know.
Twitter, what the heck is going on, man? well, the tweet was asking, how do I learn more about being an ODST? And the official Spacecom Twitter account said, please direct all ODST inquiries to the United Nations Space Command Public Affairs.
Oh, it was hilarious.
That caught everyone's attention in the Halo space. And then
either somebody has no idea or somebody is trying to be funny.
No. I think they honestly know that there's a whole Halo fandom around Space Force.
Like I said, either the person they're running the account knows what's going on or hasn't got a clue.
I think they have to know what's going on to know that ODST is related to UNSC.
Yeah.
They have to know. I don't see any way that they can't know.
You'd be surprised, but
maybe.
I think it'd be cool.
And then 3 days later, Halo tweets out the Johnson gift of, say what? And then Frankie also responded to it saying, feet first into heck.
Yeah.
So there is a whole Twitter storm about that. It was probably one of their most retweeted and liked tweets if you go through it.
I don't really have that patience.
Yeah. Because if you look at some of their other tweets, it's like 100 likes, 300 likes. Yeah, not a lot of other tweets have a lot of likes or retweets that they have. So this was by far probably their most popular tweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that happened.
Yes, it did.
And then we also have 343 responding to community outcry regarding the Halo Wars 2 issues that happened over the holidays. So for those that were trying to play Halo Wars 2, you may have run into several matchmaking issues or just being able to play with other people in general. We actually hit that issue 2 weeks ago me and Bobby, and I forget who else was trying to play with us, but we had someone else who we were actually going to help get achievements with as well, and we couldn't match with each other because 343 decided to only make a forum post on the fact that they were looking into issues and tell no one else. No message of the day, no tweet, no Facebook post, no nothing. A forum post. So, Sketch came in afterwards on Reddit and apologized that they did not vocalize it out, meeting the expectations of the community, and acknowledging that people were very frustrated with it, and they're going to do better to use the Halo support Twitter account more often and be more engaging.
Yeah, it's kind of important. That's why we follow that account.
Yep. And speaking of, Halo Support actually tweeted this out yesterday. We're actively investigating player reports of the latest Windows patch, potentially causing issues with Halo Wars 2. Please keep an eye on this thread for information and updates. So they actually let us know that they're aware of people reporting issues and they're looking into it. The way that the Halo Support account should be used.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean to give them flack. Obviously, it's something new that they're trying to work with and make sure that they can engage the community. So, and it's the holidays. People are out. They're probably not all thinking on full cylinder. So, slight little mishap. It's more a comedic effect at this point. But, yeah, at least it's some feedback that they've taken and they're working to improve it. So, yeah, that's that for now. And then I actually found this on the Halo Mixer description. I hadn't seen this anywhere else, but apparently there's an Xbox One X giveaway for Extra Life.
First I'm hearing of it.
Yeah. Like, I had no idea this was a thing until I went to go grab the VOD link for the show notes. And I'm like, wait, what? I hadn't heard a single thing about this. But apparently Extra Life is hosting an Xbox One X giveaway. So if you donate $5 or more to the Microsoft Super Team, that will enter you in a raffle to win an Xbox One X. Who knew? Also, for those who are listening now and didn't catch it earlier, the Community Spotlight is out. We will probably address this next week because we have a lot to go through this podcast anyways. But I will say that the format is a lot more slimmed down, and Snickerdoodle has, at least for this one, I don't know if she'll keep doing it this way, but has pretty much just posted the community artwork creation, whatever, and the link. So there's not a lot of descriptive text anymore, or at least for this one, there's not. It's just, this is the creation piece and this is the link. So
I have to admit, there's one photo on there that really caught me off guard.
Should I switch over the view just so we can show that photo?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Show the Spartan holding the ODST.
Yes. Yes. I saw that one too. It's on it right now.
I saw this and I remember Halo Legends.
Oh, that's right. You're right. It is. Yeah, it's Babysitter. That's what it's called. It's Babysitter.
Yeah, Babysitter. And if I, yeah, that's probably what inspired the picture, but I saw that and that's the first thing that popped in my head.
I like the size difference between the Spartan and the ODST. Because I feel like that's probably almost what the difference is in real, like if it was real life.
Well, yeah, because I mean the 2 meters or 2.5 meters, so that'd put a Spartan at about 7 foot.
And if you had a shorter ODST, then yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely could be.
Anyway, that I just had to
do that one. No, for sure. But yeah, for those that are watching the live stream, you can see, I'll slowly scroll down, but you can see where most of it's just the artwork and the link. So it's a lot more simplified in this version of the update. This Flood Dragon is actually really good. Interesting.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of good stuff in there.
There is.
I like it.
There is. And if
Snickerdoodle has definitely curated a good collection this week.
Yes, she has. And there's a lot
I like the way it starts out too.
There's a lot of variety in here as well. There's Halo Reach stuff. There's ODST. There's three. There's quite a bit of ODST. There's three. There's some community mod stuff. There's a Sins of the Prophets one right here. There's mashups of some different ones. And this tank one is actually really, really cool.
Yeah, it is.
There's some tattoos. There's some other artwork. So, yeah, there's a little bit of anything and everything related to Halo within this community update or this community spotlight. And a couple of Lego pieces, too.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that format's changed. We will get to it a little bit more in detail next week when we actually have time to review it. And it doesn't get released while we're actually recording the show. So, anyways, back over to the normal view. We've got quite a few community-related highlights and have a new page called Community Musings now. That's going to be all the random community stuff that doesn't fit into any one particular category, and that's pretty much what we're going to talk about. We also did have a question that we posted for the kind of topic of this podcast, and that was regarding what Halo kind of means to you. So we asked, what defines Halo for you? Is it the story, the characters, the multiplayer, the creativity, community, competitive, etc.? So that is going to be kind of our topic of discussion for this week, and then we'll have another one for next week and the several weeks after that. And we also will have a book podcast, hopefully within the first or second week of February. We'll figure that out here in a little bit. But starting up at the top of the list, we've got Slugfest Studios has become Chokepoint Games. This is an effort from three different mod communities, Sins of the Prophets, Operation Homefront, and Evolutions, which are mods for Sins of a Solar Empire, Homeworld, and Command & Conquer 3, respectively, joining together to form one development group. They were all originally part of their own studio names, but they wanted to start being able to share resources with one another and being able to share mod content and all the different models and textures that they use for their games together. So they've all banded together under this new common name. And hopefully at some point we'll have Unikraken on to actually talk about this a little bit more, since he is the studio head of said studio.
Cool.
Yeah. So lots of kind of curious questions with that going on, especially since Sins of the Prophets just announced a new update to their mod as well. And we'll get a little bit more into that in an upcoming episode. But they have their 0.90 Warlords update. So you can find more about that over on their ModDB page. And we'll talk about it either on next week's episode or the week after, depending on whenever we do our next project's update, which was originally planned for this one. But since there was a lot of community updates, we decided to push that off for a little while. What do we got next, GT?
Looks like, let's see here. Sorry, caught me off guard.
Caught you off guard?
yeah, off guard. Leo Rim has made some Halo 3 wallpapers for your PC or Xbox. They're kind of the Halo 3 crate-ish type theme, which they look pretty good. Go away, Haas.
They're inspired off of the console.
Yeah. They look really good. I like them.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to actually pull out my console to see how much they're actually like the console, but yeah,
well,
they're really nifty.
Let's look, because my console is right here.
Yours is more accessible than mine. Mine's right over there in my bookshelf, but I have to dig it out behind some things. Okay, so that's the Xbox 360. The okay, so that... okay, so that's not anywhere on this set.
Well...
What's the other side look like?
Let's see. The other side just is the same. Says Xbox 360. You have the Halo emblem down there at the bottom.
There is something like that. Yep, right there. Have a mix of that and that.
And let's see. Yeah, let's.
Is there a pistol emblem anywhere?
That's the front edge.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. I, you know, it's definitely inspired by it.
Yeah. More so inspired by than actually. But still, really cool. I do like that kind of military green aspect of the Halo 3 console that they did.
Yeah, definitely.
So, we've got that, which is pretty cool. You can check that out over on Twitter. And for those that are watching, I'll go ahead and drop a link in the chat. We've also got Halo Canon's monthly update. So he goes over some of the community updates, the news updates, just doing a little recap on YouTube there as well. Josh Menke was responding to a community tweet, and he said that they've got some tests. They're testing something that internally looks at your skill and ping to data centers, and it can give you an accurate wait on time prediction. You could also, in theory, guess at what the ping will be and the skill of the other players you would face. So this was in response to someone asking about a way to indicate what the queue wait times are in certain playlists. So there's a little development that they're doing on inside the studio. And that we'll also hear from Josh Mackey later on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. What we got next?
Looks like Zanny Vids reached 500,000 subs right before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. On YouTube.
And then we also have on our channel on YouTube, we have the best moments of Halo Outpost Discovery. Looks like the best moments of the game shows.
45 minutes of crazy goodness. Do you get a chance to watch it yet?
I've watched some of it. Unfortunately, I couldn't sit down and watch all of it at once.
Cringy, fun. What? How would you describe it? But all of the above.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to put on, and people had a good time with it. But it was definitely cringy in a few parts, and there were some parts I couldn't even put in because they just weren't that cringy.
They were a little extra cringy.
Yeah. And unfortunately, they did not have the recordings for Anaheim or Philly. So, unfortunately, those clips are only from Orlando, Chicago, and Houston.
Well, I think that was enough.
Yeah. I would have liked to see other ones. Philly was actually really funny.
Yeah.
And Anaheim was actually really, really good. And we actually did it twice in Houston. And the Sunday episode of it, they didn't have the recording for that, and that was the one that my mom and dad actually got to watch. So,
yeah,
unfortunately, no recording of that.
Yeah, well,
it is what it is, though.
There's always this year, Dust.
If they do it, yeah.
You want to do another six shows this year, right?
The only way I'm doing six shows is they actually pay me to do six shows. Otherwise, heck no.
What, you mean it's not a labor of love?
It was the first year when I actually had the time and money to put into it. I'm not as fortunate this year.
The reserves have been depleted.
They were depleted last year. That's for sure. Yeah. Anyways. So the next one we got is a tweet from CIA. And he said that all of the Halo Universe articles that are on Waypoint are now archived on Halopedia.
Cool.
That is something that...
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's something that CIA has been really pioneering over the last couple of months, is taking all of the old Halo websites, and I think we've mentioned some of the websites that they have restored or have kind of recovered. So, like, a lot of the promotional sites, like Halo2.com, Halo3.com, all those sites are gone, because once the promotion period is over, they just... Those domains lapse. So
yeah.
He's been undertaking a project to actually get a lot of the community and official Halo resources archived, either through the Wayback Web Machine, trying to find stuff there, or actually going out and pulling direct archives himself to either get them into the Wayback Wind Machine or to archive them in Wikipedia. So he's been doing a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, it's amazing. I thought all those websites were just lost.
I thought they were too, but no, there are some that are still lost, and they're still working on trying to figure out how to recover them. But they're trying. They're certainly trying.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. Josh Menke is going to be hosting a GDC panel titled Machine Learning for Optimal Matchmaking. So this is going to be at GDC 2020, and he's doing this in collaboration with the Microsoft Research in Cambridge. So if you're at GDC for some reason, then check out the GDC schedule and try to check out the briefing. There's also a main session that he has following it, and that is Matchmaking for Engagement, Lessons from Halo 5. So there you go. Forward unto Dawn, the community, not the ship or the short series, has a new YouTube trailer for 2020 that is titled A Deeper Look at the Halo Universe. Analysis, speculation, retrospectives, and podcasts. So they're good friends of ours. We're looking forward to see what they do in the new year. What we got next, GT?
The Spearhead reaches 117K on YouTube. Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yep, another YouTube milestone.
Uh-huh. It's always magical when you hit that first 100,000.
Mm-hmm. And they get a nice little round Halo number added to it.
Yeah. I think they ought to have a special badge for that particular number.
Yeah, I would hope so.
They don't, but they should. 117 is a special number.
And then 343.
Yeah. Hey, 343. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Some kind of community representation.
There you go. We've got Halo Debop bot. Some impressive stats.
Yep, so this is the person that actually is the creator of Halo Debot tweeted this out.
Yeah. Currently...
I might need to translate this tweet since I've actually seen the underhood of Discord.
You might.
So, this bot, is currently in 100 or 1,884 Discord servers. And it is tracking over 168,000 users for their Halo 5 stats.
Wow.
Their most used command is stats, which has been used over 50,000 times. And there have been over 400,000 requests made from the bot to the Halo API. And there are 80 different commands available to those using the bot. And this was as of January 6th. So that's a lot of different servers that bot is in.
Mm-hmm.
If only Virgil could reach a tenth of that whenever it's actually ready for the world. Which more info I will divulge on that once I actually get some more development of that underway. Next up we have is some Reach mod goodness, and we'll probably be covering these a little bit more as we get more into actually going through mods after this week. That might be a whole nother episode on itself. Or heck, we might even wrap that into the projects podcast and do that monthly.
Could be.
Yeah. I thought this one was interesting, and someone has actually gone through the effort and retexturing Forge World on Reach to be snowy. So all of the vehicles have snow textures, all of the ground is now snowy with the trees, all the water is turned into ice so you can actually walk on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a very impressive mod. Something that's still a work in progress, but it is currently underway, and this is done by Rejected Shotgun on YouTube. So yeah, I thought that was a worthwhile mod to highlight, since it's actually been, seems like one of the more impressive yet more subtle, I guess, not like extreme mods, but just kind of a visual overhaul that still kind of maintains use out of the map.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was cool. Have you seen this tweet from Jen Taylor about his husband using Cortana?
Yeah, I saw that. I actually read that to my wife, and she was like, what?
Yeah. Would you like to read said tweet?
Well,
okay.
Doggone it, where is it? Okay. Jen posted this on Twitter, and if it will ever load, my husband got a new computer, his first with Cortana. He has been in his office for a while now, laughing and asking her all sorts of questions, making her sing and tell jokes.
Yep.
That's got to be really disconcerting to hear your voice coming from another room.
Yep. And then in the reply to someone who tweeted at her, I think she said, should I tell him? Should I tell him that it's me?
You'd think he'd know, but, you know, who knows?
You would think so.
You know, it's possible he doesn't.
So, yeah, that I thought that was a fun little tweet. Let's see. The Installation 01 folks have released a Sooner teaser.
Ooh.
So, maybe getting close to something?
Maybe.
Tune into the next episode or the one after that to find out as we highlight their updates. Gosh, there's so many projects. And there's another project out there. I don't even have it in my notes, but I might as well go ahead and mention it since this is another one that kind of cropped up on me. And I thought I had... Oh, yeah. The Flood, Feet First into Hell, which is a Halo CE mod. So, that's another mod that's been kind of getting some visibility. So that's another project to add to the list. At Floodfeet on Twitter, if you guys are interested. And then Frankie has to defuse some situations with some people tweeting. Ironically, this one is Halo Canon.
Imagine that.
So basically, what it boils down to is Frankie saying that Halo Infinite is not just going to be gimmicky nostalgic goggles thrown on top of Halo. So it's not designed to just go make a throwback to all the classic Halo or what people are calling classic Halo, whatever that means.
I hope not. I hope it's its own game.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to play Halo 3 again. I've already played Halo 3. It was fun.
While it lasted.
Yeah, you know, I just don't understand why people do this kind of stuff. You know, I understand that people like the older games, and that's fine. I understand that they want some of the, you know, they want to play those games. There are some things I don't mind about the older Halos. But I don't want the new games to be carbon copies of old games.
I agree.
So, I want Halo Infinite to be its own game.
So do I.
Spiritual successor? Okay, fine. I can understand that. Same aesthetic? Fine. But I don't want it to feel like I'm playing Halo 3.
No, I don't either. I want it to be its own experience. Sure, pull some things in from the past Halo games. I mean, there are certain things that just work with the past Halo games, and it makes sense to try to retool some of those. But Halo Infinite will be its own game, and looks like Frankie was kind of settling some nerves, which, mm-hmm. Good on you, Frankie. And I know Halo Can didn't mean anything bad about it. It's just that was the nature of the tweet. That's all I'm saying. Halo Collector says, it's a shame MS pulled back on Cortana. I'm not sure what you mean by that, Kevin. Can you elaborate on that? Because I'm a little confused.
Well,
like what she can do, or
Cortana? Yeah, they're not as aggressively updating her like, you know, they do with the Google Assistant and Siri's. Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, honestly, I liked Cortana. I mean, yeah, she gets in the way sometimes. And, you know, when it comes to, like, on my desktop, I generally turn her off. But, like, when I was using Windows Phone, I used her all the time.
They marketed her as a useful assistant for a while.
In a mobile device, she is designed almost perfectly for a mobile mobile device.
And then, poof. Unfortunately.
You know, when it came to, like, you get your Android phone to read your text to you. How many different steps do you have to go through to get an Android phone to read your text to you?
I don't think it's native.
It's not. You have to download an app, if you can find one, to get your phone to do it. Windows Phone, that was built in. It was a checkmark in Cortana settings. Do you want her to read your text to you? Yes. That was so handy.
I could.
Because when I'm driving down the road, somebody texts me, I can just say, hey, Cortana, and it respond with my text, and it would send it. And her voice recognition is great. I mean, I'm driving around. The truck I was driving at the time, it's a drum. It has no sound deadening in it anywhere.
And it still worked fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin said they pulled back on the public use of her. They wanted more corporate integration of her. She was supposed to be a competitor to Alexa, Siri, and others.
Yeah. In my opinion, she's definitely superior to the Google Assistant.
Yeah.
On my phone, I freaking just turned it off.
I use the Google Assistant every now and then, but not regularly.
I used the Google Assistant for about a week. And after that, I just turned the damn thing off.
Fair enough.
There was no point.
Okay. I can see it. Moving on, Halo Reach Mythbusters has released Volume 4. This is from Defend the House. So if you're interested in all the Reach Mythbusters, they are retesting some of the same myths that they did back in the 360 days. So check them out. Ascend Hyperion. He's one of the machinimators that we know of, and he also does some artwork and some renders. He has commissions open. So he's a good friend of the show. Figured we'd go ahead and call this out, but he has some Spartan shot type of profile shot that he's looking to commission. So there's a 4K render for one Spartan. That's $15. And then there's some additional add-ons that you can do on top of that. So if you want to have someone do a little profile pic of you, that's a render, then you can check out his tweet. I will link it in the chat here for everyone that is watching in live stream. And if not, you can just find his Twitter account. It is at @ascend_Hyperion. We might actually commission him to make some Fragon Friday and other things for Particular.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Mint Blitz also tweeted a clip of him getting a Killionaire with a bunch of snipes on one of the Forge World maps. And it is his most viewed video with over 2.1 million views on Twitter.
Cool.
On Twitter.
Here, let me go add my view to it.
So, yeah, it's a very well done clip. Very good use.
105,000, 105,000
likes.
Yeah, 105.2K likes. That's a lot of likes.
Mm-hmm. That one blew up. So, way to go, Mint Blitz.
And you know. Is this on PC?
I couldn't tell really when I watched it.
You watch that again.
It looks like it could be. It looks like it's probably mouse and keyboard. Actually, now that I'm watching it again. Some of it looks like a controller. That's controller. Yeah.
That is controller. He may be on PC, but he's doing controller.
Yeah.
Oh, got a rocket kill in there. Just invalidates the whole thing.
Hey, it was strategic. It's still a really good clip.
Strategic, huh?
Yeah. Do you follow Mr. Monopoly at all?
Only when I'm looking for speedrunning tips.
Well, he has been doing some pretty insane stuff in Halo 2, unmodded, but he's gotten to the point where he can get weapon parts of vehicles attached to a player model, and then a player can get into another vehicle, and you can basically have this weird merge of vehicles. So, for instance, they got a Phantom driving a Warthog and shooting a Scarab gun, and then a Wraith tank on a Revenant.
Huh. I may have to check him out.
He's been doing some really interesting stuff lately, and this is unmodded.
Let's see.
This is MCC Halo 2. So, if people are interested in seeing Halo 2 do some really weird, funky stuff, Mr. Monopoly's been looking into that.
Yeah, it kind of makes me wonder how the heck they did that.
He is in the process of documenting that and will have a video that explains how to do the glitch here soon.
Flyable Elite Ranger.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff that he's been doing.
No kidding.
But in his Twitter or in some like YouTube social posts, he has said that he will work on a tutorial on how to actually do the stuff that he's doing.
You know, as long as he can recreate it, I mean...
Pretty surprised by that, are you?
Yeah. I have been noticing in my YouTube feed, someone has created a mod for Halo CE. And it's, I don't know the official name, but I believe it's called Cursed Halo.
Yes.
And I tell you what, you want to talk about wacky Halo? This is wacky.
Mm-hmm.
Try crossing your frag grenade with a slot machine.
Wait, what?
The end is... He basically crossed the frag grenade with a slot machine. You never know what you're going to get when you throw one.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. That's right.
It could be just a frag grenade.
It could be a tank.
It could spawn 20 elites. It could spawn a tank.
I forgot about that. I need to go back and watch that. Yeah, that's funny.
You could throw it, and it can kill everything on the map, including you.
Yep, Kevin said, or a nuke.
Yep.
That's right. Or a Thanos cameo. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Well, I've actually been thinking about finding it and downloading it and just playing it.
Was Fort Halo CE on PC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I get to thinking about it. There's all these mods I want to play, but for one, I'm not that literate when it comes to PC game modding. So how am I going to do this without contaminating other mods? Because, if I find a mod I want to keep it. I don't want to have to uninstall it to play something else. I think I might start playing, see how CE runs in a VM.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know how you... Or... Depending on how some of those mods behave, they can act as separate installs.
Yeah.
Like, I know SPV3 is kind of like a its own dedicated install now, separate from Halo CE. But some of the other mods, yeah, I don't know how you would do that. That's a good question. Well, with Halo CE, you don't technically have to install it. So if you just put everything in a separate directory, in theory, you should be able to get it to run as a separate instance. If you just extract the files from the CD instead of...
You can just extract them onto the hard drive and run it directly out of the folder?
Yep. Oh. Yep.
I did not know you could do...
It's just CE.
I'll have to try that.
It's just CE.
Yeah. Well, most of these mods are for CE anyway.
So you could create duplicate folders of CE and just rename them separately for the different mods.
I might look into that.
Yeah. What's next on the list?
We're back.
Yes. Rooster Teeth or Achievement Hunter, technically.
Oh, wait a minute. Achievement Hunter's back. Oh, sorry, I guess I probably ought to clarify that. The classic Rooster Chief Achievement Hunter is back with their fails of the week.
And that is W-E-A-K. But it's a play on week.
Week.
Yeah. So they're back.
Very weak title.
And
it is Jack and Jeff narrating. So
back to the good old days. Volume 296.
Yeah. Holy.
I'm surprised they stopped short of 300 when they were doing them last.
Who knows? Maybe they just got tired of looking for content. But, hey, they're back.
They're back.
They'll be able to make 300 now.
Yeah, there you go. Question is, will they make it to 343?
Don't know.
There's a couple new podcasts out on the street. These are not specifically Halo related, but I thought they would be worth mentioning. Grim Brother One and Rukari, both who have worked for Halo before or still work for Halo, have a new podcast that they have together called Casual Pro Podcast. And the first few episodes are them talking about how they got involved with the gaming industry, how they got involved with Halo, their opportunities that led them into the industry and their relationship with one another. So if you're fans of theirs and want to hear more about them specifically, then you can check out their podcast. They have a YouTube channel, and their podcast is also on Spotify and some of the other major podcast feeds. So yeah, check them out. Casual Pro Podcast. And then Golden Boy has a new podcast, which he just started this week as well. Golden Boy, for those who don't know, was a commentator for Halo for a couple of years and was voted esports caster of the year last year. And his podcast is called That Esports Podcast. And that is available on Spotify as well. He has a YouTube channel that he has that he will be posting his episodes on as well. But you can check out both of those podcasts either on YouTube or Spotify. Not to mention some of the newer podcasts that are joining the Halo family. There is the Sacred Icon podcast. There is the Halo Respawn podcast and the Finish the Fight podcast, which the Finish the Fight podcast folks will have on probably sometime in February after we have the Halo Respawn folks out. I need to reach out to them and get them on the show probably within the next 2 or 3 weeks. And we'll learn about all the different podcasts, the new ones, and what they're all about. Speaking of podcasts, Podcast Evolved is 2 episodes away from 200 episodes.
Woohoo!
Yeah. The Halo Throwback Throwdown. This is being put on by Halo and HCS. That is entering week 4. And Tashi put out a tweet earlier this week saying, this week will feature the best action sack game types that Reach has to offer. And he asked, what do you want to see streamers play? So that's going to be taking place this weekend over on Halo's Twitch channel. And then for those that are attending PAX South is this weekend, be safe out there. I know there are quite a few Halo cosplayers that have already mentioned that they're going down there. So if you see them, say hi. And yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a wet Saturday.
That sucks.
It's going to be a kind of a icy Friday for me, at least to start.
It's going to be a snowy Saturday for us this week.
I'd rather have the snow than the ice.
Well, the thing is, it might turn the ice. Well, if you're going to storm, it might just be slush. We'll see.
Yeah. Anyway, fun weekend ahead for me.
Yeah. This weekend will be me taking down Christmas decorations because I keep them up past my birthday, kind of as a little, hey, it's my birthday. So that'll be this weekend. And then I've got some stuff to
party all the time. Oh,
I wish. and then I will be cleaning my desk. For those that are watching, you can probably only see about a quarter of the mess that's on my desk right now. Yeah. So,
hence the reason I have the camera pointed where I have it pointed. So they see the nice stuff.
I'm going to be working on that. Hopefully within the month I will have.
They don't see the rest of it.
I should take a pointer from you on that one. But the streaming presentation on my end will change a little bit.
Yes, I need to remember to turn all my lights on. I kind of got a dark cavern behind me tonight.
That's all good. So that does it for the community musings. And now to our short topic of the week. We didn't get too many responses on this one, whether it's the holidays or people just didn't see it. Not sure what it was specifically, but we asked people, what defines Halo for you personally? Now, this is kind of like just, what is it about Halo that makes Halo to you? Is it like the community that you're involved with? Is it the people that you've met? Is it the cosplay? Is it the campaign and the lore with the books? Is it the multiplayer and the competitive side of things? So that's what we asked. And we got some responses back on our Facebook page and on Twitter. So we'll go through some of those responses and then provide our own input. And that should be kind of the going trend for all these topics that we do throughout the rest of the year. So for those that are new, that's kind of what you can expect. So over on Twitter, first response that we have here is from Chucky J, who used to be one of our Podtacular community managers way back in the day, before I even was a part of Podtacular. He says, I don't have a great response to this. Most of that has inspired me, so the stuff that we kind of listed before. I guess in the end, multiplayer has to be solid to be stellar, but it all has become important to him. So there's that. And then also Ace of Spades card, who actually, quick tip, he's going to be helping us with social engagement. So he's not necessarily a community manager, but he's going to be helping with Twitter posts, Instagram posts, Facebook posts, all that kind of stuff. So he's going to be helping a lot with that, which is very much appreciated. Ooh. Yeah. He said, to start, it was the campaign, but now multiplayer, or more specifically with the community. Custom games will never not be fun. There is something to be said about good customs. And I think that's kind of proof that once our lobbies kind of either get late into the night or they get too big, we have some really fun customs to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to work on my collection of Reach customs. And what I'm basically going to do is I have multiple profiles, and I'm going to devote one profile to each game. So when we move, you know, when it comes to MCC, at least, I will probably be moving as we go through different custom nights. We'll generally probably stick with just one game, and I will move to the appropriate profile for each game. That way I can increase the number of customs that I have access to quickly.
343 just needs to freaking up the file count.
Yes, they do. They do.
Like, I'm surprised. How has this not been addressed yet?
I don't know.
That really surprises me. With after everything that they did with getting the files over in the first place, and then basically making it to where you can't really use all your files unless you have multiple profiles. Anyways, desk mess reveal, NG says. That might be another time. We also have Adam Rogers. Oh, that's a funny way to do that. On Twitter, he says, the campaign and the community. Chief was someone I looked up to as a kid, and I met some of my good longtime friends through Halo. Very nice.
Cool.
We also have a couple on Facebook as well. Once I actually find where the post was. There it is. Wait, that's the wrong one. Here it is. Misa Red says, the thing that defines Halo for me is, well, all of the above. The story is rich and the lore drags me in like a good story is supposed to. And the better the story is, and better the story is different than the other games I play, which makes it 10 times more fascinating. The characters define Halo for me in ways I can't even describe in words, but each time I see them, Chief, Cortana, even Jerome, it brings a smile to my face. Multiplayer is so much fun, especially in custom games on Halo 5. There's nothing like those games. You can go play classic Duck Hunt as Spartans, go for a good drag race, or run some ghosts who represent Pac-Man. I've lost countless hours in Halo 5's multiplayer. For me, it's always a lot of fun and something that makes me want to play it. Creativity defines Halo for me because it's only in Halo do I see such a huge creativity with custom games and Forge. And lastly, the community. Halo community is like no other community. I've been blessed with making so many amazing friendships due to Halo and only in Halo. It's so amazing to get together with a group of people who share your passion, and it's not like gaming with strangers. They all make you feel like you've known them for years. I love talking with any member of the Halo community. That's cool.
Yeah.
Just goes to show that all of it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. For our opinions, do you want to start or do you want me to start on this one?
Go ahead.
So for me, the campaign in the story was what enticed me in the first place. I think the story and the way that Bungie first kind of created the universe was very enticing and something that no other video game has done or has done as well as the Halo universe has established. So I think part of Halo quintessentially is the story and the universe that has been made around Halo. But I would not discount the importance of the multiplayer side of things and customs, because with Halo being initially only LAN or system link, you had to rely on custom games to actually play with friends and all the crazy stuff that got developed with Halo 2 and then Halo 3 when Forge came around. Like, all of that is important to me. And then the community aspect of it is probably the most important aspect, I think, today. You can have a game that kind of sucks in some people's opinions. Halo 4 and Halo 5 suck a lot, but you still have a community there that you can relate to, have a good time with, and overall just kind of, like Misa said, you're almost family in a way. One of the things mm-hmm. that I do every year is go out to PAX and go out to Seattle for PAX, and I'm not even going for PAX. I'm going for friends and people that I've met through Halo and people that I consider almost family.
Yeah.
So I would say the main hook for me was the story, was the universe of Halo. And that is definitely one of the more compelling pieces of the Halo games themselves that I think is probably most important to me, closely followed by the custom games and the features that support the custom games, and then multiplayer. And then on the ethereal side of things, it's the community that really defines Halo for me.
Yeah.
Laird said, came for the book, stayed for the nerds.
You know, for me, it's, you know, what hooked me was the story. I mean, I originally got involved with Halo with friends playing four-person split screen. You know, that's how things started. But that inspired me to get the game. And once I got the game and got to play the campaign, then I really started to get hooked on the game. You know, okay. At first it was, I played the game, so I got the game so I could get better at it, so I could change my name from Bait. Because that's basically what I was. I'd stick my head out, somebody'd shoot me, and then somebody else would shoot that person.
Hey, I mean, if you know, it works to make your team win, I guess it's still teamwork, right?
Yeah, except for when we were playing free-for-all.
Oh.
So, you know, things.
Okay. It's hard to be bait in free-for-all, but I guess someone found a way.
Well, like I said, it was, I'd get shot, you know, and then someone would see where I got shot from, and then they would shoot that person.
Oh.
So that's how I got to be bait.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, the story is very compelling for Halo, and the fact that there are so many books and external lore that supports it is really cool. I think that speaks to the Halo franchise a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you to those who responded to the tweet and responded to the Facebook post. We'll have another topic question go up early next week. And for those that are wondering what that's going to be, I think I have it written down. Yes. What would your ideal Halo campaign level contain? So would it be something like a Warthog run? Would it be something like an open map exploration type of thing? Or would it be a space combat like we have in Long Night of Solace in Halo Reach? So that is going to be our topic of discussion for next week. We'll be posting that on our Discord, Twitter, Facebook, and other social media places. So get your thoughts in, or you can send it to us directly to submissions@podtackler.com if you choose to email it in that way. So that'll be our topic of the week next week. Also, we are announcing our winner of the Halo Reach giveaway for PC. We actually announced this on New Year's Day, and I've been waiting till today to actually choose a winner. So we have this was the tweet that we put out, and I'll go ahead and read the responses real quick as well. Happy 2020, friends. It's going to be a great year. We wanted to give people an opportunity to get Reach on MCC. So for those that followed and shared, we want to know what you hope to accomplish this year. First one comes from Game Time, and he says, as a gamer, I want to complete more of the games I start this year and dabble into PC games. Also play a lot more Halo than I did in 2019. It's respectable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next one we have is from Cyber Mutant, and they say, what I hope to accomplish this year is getting high marks as I am putting a lot of hard work into studying. That's also very honorable.
Yeah.
Very good. Next tweet that we have here is from OXOX Fighter, and they say, lose weight and take care of family. Very nice. Next one we have here is from Marcus Milos. He says, I wish to get closer to my family and friends. So that's two for family. That's interesting. Next one we have here is from Hala 33748911 on Twitter. He says, I hope to be good to people. Okay. Next one we have is from Malik M. Quaras. He says, I hope to help more people and more people because I like to be good, the good guy in the story of my life. There's lots of noble people in these Twitter replies.
I think they're just showing off.
Next one is Yeet or Be Yeeted. And this is Yeet 69240. He says, I wish to get more focused on priorities. Okay. Taking care of the things that need getting taken care of. I can respect that. And then the last one we have here is from Nice Meme 72319949. And they say, because I am a hardcore Halo fan, so I will be giving it away. Oh, he wants to get the code because he's a hardcore Halo fan. He wants to give the code away. Okay. Passing that code along. I can respect that.
Gee, that kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah, we've done that from time to time. So, going to roll the random number generator. Thank you to random.org. So, the first one that will hit twice, we will give it away. And the giveaway goes to Game Time at Virtues on Twitter. So, congratulations. I will be reaching out to you via Twitter, and we will see if you want the Xbox version or the PC version. We still have a couple more codes to give away, so more giveaways for Halo Reach on PCs, on MCC for PC or Xbox will be coming, so stay tuned. But again, thanks to everyone who participated in the giveaway. Hope you enter in the next one. And then finally, we need another book to read. So we will be putting out a poll. I think GT kind of what, because I was thinking about this a little bit over our break. I'm either thinking of doing Halo Retribution, because we have read Last Light, and Retribution is kind of the last story that's currently out for that. And then do A Necessary Truth with that from Halo Fracture, since it's related to kind of that storyline. Or can do Shadow of Intent as a short story, just kind of do a nice quick one, and then do a vote afterwards, maybe have that and something like Smoke and Shadow, or we can even go back and look at the Halo graphic novel or Halo Uprising or Helljumper or even some of the stories in Halo Evolution. So what do you think we should look at or put up for vote?
Well, I currently don't have...
He is consulting his library of Halo books. For those that are listening to the podcast on download.
I have to... Well, as far as the graphic novels, I don't currently have a full set of any of them, so...
Pins probably has some copies he can give you. I would suspect.
I thought we already discussed this, but I guess I forgot.
I think we kind of touched on it, but we didn't really decide on one way to go or another.
Well, I mean, we've already done Last Light, so why don't we do Retribution and finish that up?
Okay.
Seeing I just happened to have finished that book again.
Perfect. So Halo Retribution will be our next book club book. Expect to have a podcast on that the kind of beginning part of February. So it'll either be something like the 6th or the 13th.
Or it might be March.
The 6th or the 13th.
Or March. We all know who we're talking to.
Yes, yes, I know. And then we'll also do A Necessary Truth from Halo Fracture, since it is related to the Last Light Retribution storyline.
Yes.
So you guys have your homework. Go forth and read. No, Angie, it's not going to be August. I actually did do a pretty good job in not taking too long. I could do better. I'll admit, I could do better. But it wasn't too long for the books I did last year. So, Halo Retribution it is for the next book club book we do. And I just noticed this. Pins has subbed to Twitch for 52 months.
Mm-hmm.
52! That's 4 years and 4 months that we've been Twitch partners. Or affiliates, yeah. Or however that is. Also, something that is on the table, and this is the last thing, very last thing before we cut it off tonight. We are considering doing a Patreon. And I've thought of a couple of different things that we could do there as far as patron-exclusive game nights, being able to share show notes with patrons, and being able to do share the live stream copies of videos for patrons, whereas the podcast download is just the audio only. So if you guys are interested in supporting Podtacular in the way of doing Patreon, please let us know. There's also some possibility of being able to do some exclusive merch through Patreon for those that support it, or get access to merch early, that kind of thing. So those are some of the kind of ideas that I've been toying with and we'll discuss with GT over the next couple of weeks. If that's something that you would think would be beneficial, then we would greatly like your feedback on that. Several of the other Halo podcasts have started doing that, as well as some of the prominent content creators. So it just makes sense that it's another platform for you to contribute and support the stuff that we're doing here. And also it would contribute to us maybe doing some more giveaways or maybe hosting a tournament. Because I've always wanted to host a tournament. It's just having the funding and the time, and the Patreon might actually enable us to do that. So if that's something that you would consider, please reach out to us, let us know on Discord, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Share it with your friends, have them kind of chime in and say, hey, if a Halo podcast did this, would you like these perks? Or even in addition to the perks that I just mentioned, what kind of perks would you like to see on a Patreon? So please let us know. I would be very curious about your feedback. Anything to add to that? GT, while the cat's walking in front of you.
No, but I think the cat's got something to add to it. I'm not sure.
exclusive pictures of GT's cat.
If you really want, I can get you a picture of the cat's butt.
We could just call it the cat perk, and then we could send pictures of yours and my cat to people on that tier.
I'll give you a shot of his best side, because it's the side I always see.
Anyways, please reach out to us. Let us know. Cat-tacular. Another good one, Pens. That's all we have for the show tonight. Hopefully the new format kind of works well for people. I know it was a little bit longer than we anticipated tonight, but we're trying to get it to where we can slim things down, and we might put a timer on to the stream or something like that, so we kind of keep things in check. But I figured with a lot of the community stuff that happened over the past few weeks to a month, it's just a good way to kind of get back into things. And this is the year of Infinite. It is upon us. It will be here before we know it.
It won't be long. We're going to get another drop.
Yep.
But it still can't get here fast
enough. Exactly. It will be so long before it gets here, and then once it comes, it'll be like, we've always had it. No Halo Collector, no TikTok, and no Pens, no MySpace. Thank you. Any final words, GT?
Maybe 2021. Maybe.
Maybe.
No, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night on Fraggin' Fridays. Again, we will be putting up the poll for those of you that are in the stream tonight. But be sure to stay tuned if you are on the download. If you want to find me, you can find me on Xbox Live at Godzilla Space T, on Twitter or Steam at Godzilla Todd, and I will see you tomorrow.
Sweet. I will be late because I will be going to dinner with my wife's parents. We're all celebrating our birthdays because her mom's is January. I'm a January, and my wife's a January birthday.
Excuses.
I will be late, but I will be here. And you can find me across social media on a variety of different tags. I am at Duststorm on Twitter. I am at DuststormWoman7 on Facebook. And I'm at Duststorm on Twitch, Duststorm on Mixer, Duststorm Pettigrew on Instagram. And yeah, it's a hodgepodge of things. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We will be back here next week on the same time, same place. Remember, it's 8:30 p.m. now, Eastern time, for the live stream for the podcast. Matches up pretty well with Fraggin' Fridays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time as well. And then finally, we have our achievement stream at 10 p.m. Eastern time. And right now, we're doing Halo Wars 2. So if you want to do some Halo Wars 2 achievements with myself and Bobby, please reach out. And we're also looking at maybe doing a monthly or bi-monthly achievement day, like on a Saturday or something. This is new to GT, I know. This was just something that I thought about while I was exercising today. Go figure. But yeah, I thought it might be a good idea to have an achievement night where if people are looking for achievements, we could get some other communities involved with doing some achievement hunting. So we'll see. Anyways, that's it for this episode. Thanks for downloading or listening live. We appreciate every single one of you, and we'll look forward to you in the next one. Keep on fragging them trucks. The 2020.